mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. Melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. A therapy, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is a way you can hide. But I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storm.
Good evening, good evening, everyone. Welcome to this special abbreviated session of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Tonight is a very special night. You'll get to hear about a lot of the upcoming shows and events that we have going on. But more importantly is the fact that I have a very special guest here this evening, my co-host, Miss Nikki Dixon. We were just talking a little bit before the show started. I think you're going to be very impressed with what you're going to hear. Nikki will be sharing a poetic piece at the end of our program, and we'll have time for discussion. Some of you I see are already in our call query. Welcome. Thank you for being here. You'll have a chance to be on air if we have enough time left. If not, join us on the Facebook events page. We'll be getting started as soon as our opening song by Miss Tori Lee is finished. And for those of you who are interested, the name of our opening song is Good Music by Miss Tori Lee. See you soon. Hello, hello. We are back. Thank you so much for joining me here for this special session of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shero at your Ground Zero. Welcome to all of our guests coming into the call query. I see you there. Thank you so much for being here for this special show this evening. I do believe that I see Sister Arlene Spann in the call query. We'll be bringing you on before the show is over, my sister, so that you can give some words of enlightenment and encouragement to my dear, beautiful sister, Miss Nikki Dixon. And we're going to jump right into the show. I'm going to bring Nikki on in a moment and sit back, relax. We're going to have fun as we always do. And I love this because, you know, when Healing Through Hurt first started, I had co-hosts, and we used to have fun, and then we all went our separate ways. So tonight is extra special that I have a young lady who I met a few months ago, and she has been a dedicated supporter just as much as she always gives me kudos for being there for her. I'd like for her to know that she is also an inspiration to me. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm going to welcome my co-host, Miss Nikki Dixon, to the show. Then we're going to jump right into it, and then we are going to end with our grand finale of my featured co-hosts and guests reciting a very special poetic piece. So, Sister Nikki.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Sister Pius, but you know what? Blessed.
You ought to be tired because you don't never stop. You're on Facebook, then you're gone, you come back, you're gone, you be all over the place. And thank you so much for those kind words. They were very, very nice. Thank you.
You know what? You know no thanks needed. It's the truth. And as I said, so everyone, if this has been on your mind too, I just asked Nikki before the show started, why is she sitting here being a sideliner when she's supposed to be a headliner? So tonight, Nikki is sitting here. She's my right-wing person. We are going to have fun, but let's just get into this because I want this show to really be about Nikki and talking to her and bringing on some of our other sisters from the Marathon of Hope Kingdom movement and just showing and sharing some positive this evening. So just for those of you who do not know, again, I am C. Maria Wall, the host of Healing Through Hurt. I talk radio, of course. I'm also the founder of the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. We have expanded. In February, we'll be turning 5 years old. We have over 1 million-plus listeners. I have over 250,000 followers of my own personally. And we, as I said, we're heard all over the world. Literally, all over the world. I talk to people from all over the world. And you never know who's going to call in. So just be prepared. So let's get started tonight. As I said, this is the update show for events and happening with some of my colleagues and us here at the Wall Foundation and Healing Through Hurt. So if you have not heard, if you're in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, several things are going on next weekend, October the 26th. We will be hosting the Purpose Project Women's Power Summit 2014. We'll be raising awareness, erasing fear, and regaining confidence in not just our attendees, all of us, all of my wonderful partners in this, Melanie Thomas, Maria Tosolis, and I. We will be putting on this very different summit on October 26th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Emmanuel Wesleyan Church. It's located at 3714 West Bay Avenue in Brooklyn, Maryland, 21225. You can give me a call at 202-618-2556 for more information. And as I said, this is a very different and special summit. It is about us learning to forgive, release, erase the fear, regain our confidence. We'll have activities such as self-defense training, self-esteem repair and rebuilding, self-awareness and appreciation. I'm so excited, I can't even talk tonight. But this is a very special event. We have some wonderful guests that may be stopping through. Wear comfortable clothing because we'll be doing a lot of physical activities. It's going to be very hands-on and all-inclusive, so you don't have to put on your high heels and get all dolled up. This is about us enjoying the skin that we are in and being natural in who we are. And to kick it off, next Saturday evening, October 25th, right here on Healing Through Hurt, we'll have the Purpose Project Women's Power Summit kickoff. we'll have most of our hosts will be here. One of our hosts will be in an award ceremony, but I will be here to introduce you and give you bios on my two co-hosts for this event. And we'll also have a special chapter reading by Sister Ann Thomas. She'll be reading from her book, The Consecrated Cocoon. If you've ever heard one of our shows before, you know that Sister Ann, she's like, oh my goodness, we're like kindred spirits. I love her to life and beyond. And then on October 26th, that Sunday morning at 6 a.m., I'll be back with the Sunday morning inspiration. And my topic will be 99.5 will not do. Let me say that again. 99.5 will not do. And if you're wondering what that means, when you are trying to walk towards your destiny, you need people who are there, who see the vision, who have that drive 100%. Because if you have 99.5 good apples in a barrel and one bad apple, what does the old adage say? That one bad apple can spoil the entire barrel. So that 0.5% can destroy everything. So 99.5 will not do. That'll be my topic at 6 a.m. next Sunday morning for the Sunday morning inspiration. And as I said, if you're coming out to the event, and it is a free event, come dressed in comfortable, loose clothing. We're going to have fun. We're going to have some light refreshments. You'll be able to talk to one another, meet a new friend. But foremost, we'll be helping to heal. And that's the most important part. And then on 11/8, I'll have author and personal success coach Shari Yantes will be joining us. So get all your questions together. Those of you who are dreaming about, thinking about starting a new business, Shari will be here to share some secrets on that. And for those of you who have been following me for a couple of years, you know, we featured people from Hollywood to our own personal neighborhoods. And it's going to be no different in 2015. One of my first guests coming in 2015 is the author of The Real Brass Ring, Change Your Life Course Now. Diane Bischoff James will be joining us. And let me give you a little bit of background on Diane. Although Diane Bischoff James had an impressive education, a great career, healthy family, and social status, she had completely missed the real brass ring. At 40, Diane devises her own midlife reboot and battles with depression, weight loss, divorce, cougar dating, the recession, an encore career, and even the death of a loved one. Through the grit of trials, tears, and mistakes, she succeeds in renovating her entire life and shares a dynamic formula for living truly fulfilled. When I put up the promo page, I'll have some of the videos to some of the shows that she's played on. Some of you may have seen her in commercials and on quite a few television shows. So again, we are going to be bringing you more from Hollywood in the new year yet again. So we have so many things going on, and this is forever changing, but we wanted to get you updated on the things that we are working on right now. And as I said, I didn't want to waste a lot of time on this because we are about to hear something very special, and I want you all to sit back, relax, make sure it's quiet around you, especially if you want to be on air, make sure that you have no background noise so that you'll be able to hear this poetic expression in its entirety. I want you to be able to feel the words. Close your eyes, sit back, and listen as I turn the mic over to my beautiful, beautiful, strong, accomplished, wonderful sister, Nikki Dixon. So before we get into the piece, let's talk a little bit about Nikki, because she didn't send me her bio. So I'm going to sit back and listen to Nikki tell me about who she is and what she's been up to, because I had no idea that she had a nonprofit, that she has a wonderful program for those who are experiencing or survivors of domestic violence. Who knew? So we're going to be learning a lot this evening. And this is something that I think I'm going to be doing in the new year, bringing more of my fellow sisters and in some cases brothers who are sitting on the sidelines when they should be the headline. So we're just going to start this right now tonight with Sister Nikki. So Sister Nikki, I'm going to sit back now and you can tell us a little bit about who Nikki Dixon is.
Hello, everybody. I am Nikki Dixon. I'm a 44, just turned 44. I have to remember that. 44-year-old mother of six. I was raised in a household of domestic violence. I excelled in school, even though I had so many things going on. I think school was a happy release for me. I was raised by many members of my family, because in those days, you didn't just send the kids off to Children and Family Services. So I was raised by grandmother, aunts. My aunt was a Baptist minister, so I was pretty in line up until about 13, and, you know, I couldn't spread my wings the way I wanted to, you know, living in that home. You know, who wants to go to silly church 6 days a week when I go visit my mom and, you know, the kids are, you know, doing what they want to do. You don't see things clearly, you know, as a child, you know. And within 3 years, at 16, I was pregnant with my oldest daughter, who will be 28 in May. But a lot of this is hurt. You know, I've lived a long life full of hurt and not feeling wanted, and would do whatever it took to get some attention. And I found myself struggling with that up until about a year ago, just wanting some attention. God bless me with wonderful children. All of them are unique. And a couple of years ago, my oldest daughter was telling me some of the things that she remembered through the years that I suffered with domestic violence. And I was so hurt. I was hurt because as you go through these things in life, when your children are little bitty things, you don't realize how much they totally understand. You know, my parents were drug addicts, both clean now, for a number of years. My mom's been clean. November the 4th, actually, will be her 16th year. And in January, my father will have 15 years. So, I mean, but up until those many years ago, it was complete havoc in my life. You know, complete havoc. And like I said, my daughter was telling me things, and she didn't know it, but she was hurting me to my core. She told a story of climbing out of the window and running across a busy street to get to my grandmother's house to get me some help. I totally didn't remember that. At that time, we started a nonprofit that we called Women of the Rod. And I say we because my daughter is phenomenal. We started Women of the Ride with big intentions. We wanted to save the world. We had our capes and our leotards, and, you know, we were about to fly all over Ohio and fix everything until we kind of stopped and said, well, I don't know what to do. Do you know what to do? So we started doing some health fairs, and because she's extremely interested in healthcare, period, but especially with seniors. My thing was domestic violence. I've suffered through domestic violence on every level that you would ever know. Physical, mental, emotional, all of it didn't come from mates. I married a drug addict after suffering so many years with my family all being addicted to drugs. My grandmother has 6 children, 5 of them addicts. I married a drug addict, and I was going to fix him. I was going to show everybody how to do it. Mm. Yeah, well, that was an epic fail. Him and I are not together anymore, but I don't hate him because I believe, I'm a firm believer, we know the people that we get. We just going to tweak them here and tweak them there and make them who we want to be. And then when that fails,
right,
we want to blame. We know who we get and when we get them. You just have to make a conscious decision. Is this something you want to live with? I don't fault him for the failure of that marriage. I fault us because I knew who I was getting. After a while, my daughter came up with a beautiful idea for a male mentorship program that she launched herself and brought me in on. And that mentorship, youth mentorship program, was named The Vision Within, which is what we're working on now. And again, she calls me with this wonderful idea for doing chemo packages because a few months ago, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she goes to chemo. You know, I think she has a year, and this is only like her 4th treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I'm trying my very best to make this better and make it larger. I want to serve a bigger community, which prompted me to go back to school, and I'll be finished with my associate's degree in January and in psychology, and I'll turn right around and start immediately working on my bachelor's degree with all my children's encouragement and my fiancé, Michael. Are very encouraging. And that's all it is to me. It's not a whole lot with me. I just want to help. I just want to let God use me.
Yes.
I want to help others to see what I've seen and know how to help them kind of get by it, because I know that they say hindsight is 20/20, but I think if I had some encouragement and help, I probably would have been done with the domestic violence, the physical, a lot sooner. But I saw myself mm-hmm. as this person who I should feel lucky. I'm at least he loves me. He loves me because he gets angry because he think I'm talking to other guys. And he loves me because he don't want me out there partying with my friends and get hurt. Yeah, none of that was true. But, Miss Marie, that is all it is to me.
But you know what? As you said, you know, it's not that much to you. And this, someone out there or a lot of people needed to hear what you had to say. And in doing so, you may have been that catalyst to give someone the courage to put one foot in front of the other to work towards getting out of that domestic violence situation. So, as I said before, never diminish who you are, what you're doing. Be proud in it. Walk proudly in it. And don't allow anyone, family, neighbors, coworkers, strangers, doesn't matter. Because Satan is a busy little beaver. He will try to sidetrack you, throw you off your game. Your story is epic. Your story is important. Your story means something. And before we go into your poetic reading so that we can have about a half an hour or so for discussion. Caller 9174-9174. I believe that's Sister Arlene. We're going to bring her on right now. Hello, hello, my sister.
Hello. Can you hear me? You can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Sister Nikki. Thank you so much. First of all, how are you? And then second,
I'm great.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Because, you know, I found a lot of value in what you had to share. Just that little bit that you shared about yourself. And you definitely are someone, like Sibylia said. And I could identify, because you took me back some years that I could identify with certain domestic violence situation that I found myself in. And to hear that there's another voice out there, a voice now that's speaking for others, thank you for what you're doing. And you know what? I wanted to applaud your family as well, because you gave a picture of the word, the term, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yes.
And as you spoke about being raised by various people in your family, and I think if we did that more often today when things would happen, then we wouldn't see our children placed in foster care. We wouldn't see our children along the wayside. So your family, even though it may not have been what you wanted it to be, they stepped up to the plate, and look at where you are today.
Exactly.
Thank you.
No longer on the sideline, like C. Maria said. What did you say, C. Maria? In the headlines now?
Yeah, now she's a headliner. You know, she's been sitting at the appetizer table far too long when she should be sitting at the table with the main course. So it's time for her to pack up her belongings and say goodbye to the people who are, you know, they're comfortable at the appetizer bar. She's moving up to her place at the main table to enjoy the main course. And that's what tonight is all about, giving her that chance to shine and to come back and listen to the program and hear the power in her own words and in her spirit, because that's what I do. I'll tell you, Nikki, every show I'll come back, and I do. I separate from it, and I'm sitting at home playing back the show, listening to it.
Uh-oh. The TV was cut on pause, but somehow it's some kind of public. I think it's an Amber Alert or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I cut it off. Yeah, well, I feel bad to say that whole sentence. Oh, it was an Amber Alert, so I just cut it off.
Well, we'll just say a prayer.
That was a little different.
We'll say a prayer for that child or whomever. But, come back. Tell your friends and for everyone in the call query, if you'd like to join our conversation and be on air to hear the poetic reading live, press the number 1 on your phone right now. Press the number 1 on your phone, and you can join us in our Sister Circle conversation. You are perfectly welcome to do that, or you can sit. I see you in the call query. You can sit and just listen. We have another caller coming on. Caller 4681, last 4681. We lost 4681.
Uh-oh.
They were just here, and they pressed their button, and the minute that I clicked, they disappeared. 4681.
I know that number, and she always disconnects her phone. She always. She's a huge supportive, really good friend of mine, and I'd be talking and I don't get a response and she is gone, and I'm like,
well, 4681 is back again. So ladies and gentlemen, if 4681 keeps jumping on and off, it's because now we know she tends to hit that there button.
So
I know.
We're going to attempt to welcome 4681 back again. Hello, caller. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. I'm fine.
Okay. She's awful.
I think
quiet.
She was clicking in to hear the reading live.
So you are here.
That is Evelina Ward Williams, and she is a huge supporter and a really, really, really dear friend of mine. I talk to her a lot, and she gives me a lot of encouragement and power to speak, you know, and do mm-hmm. things. I wanted to add something to what I was saying earlier, if you don't mind, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Two things happened in my life that took me on a whirlwind. I had a 3-month-old son to die of crib death. And a year later, my grandmother, who was my mother, died.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was being punished for something. And I felt like there was no me coming back from that. My grandmother was gone now. Who in the world is ever going to love me now? And I had someone to tell me, how dare I disrespect and dismiss how much she loved me past anything else by, you know, throwing these hissy fits and going on these 2- and 3-day drinking binges. And, you know, I turned into a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
And, but today, when I think about her, I smile because she is why I am who I am. I was a strong little lady from Mississippi, no more than 5'1". And she was the strongest thing I ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things changed me twice. They changed me for the worse. And those very two same events changed me for the better. And I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody out there listening, but those same events changed me for the worse, and then they changed me for the better later on. But I wanted mm-hmm. to share that because I've known recently someone to kill themselves because their child died. I totally understood how that person felt, but I'm very happy that I didn't take that route because I think it does more injustice to the memory than anything.
Right.
And that, I just wanted to add that.
Right. And I know that this is an abbreviated show. We have about 26 minutes left tonight, but next week, if you're available, we can delve a little deeper into this as we're kicking off our Purpose Project Women's Power Summit. And it's about
okay.
these types of stories and healing, because I wanted to share with you some of my life because we have a lot of similarities. I know that Sister Arlene knows quite a bit of my life from my bout with domestic violence, but it started mm-hmm. long before I ever married the wrong individual. But that's what the Purpose Project is, an extension of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom movement. We are moving along. And hopefully I'll see Sister Arlene next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a mm-hmm. few of my virtual sisters in the spirit are set to come out, and I will be seeing them for the first time. I'll be seeing Sister Arlene for the first time since January.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some people, I'm looking forward. Victoria LaPrince is scheduled to come. I'll be able to give her a hug in the real world.
Oh, wow.
And hug Sister Arlene. I haven't seen her in so long. And I noticed you said that your grandmother was this little 5-foot, something powerhouse. Sister Arlene is the same way. She's this little tiny powerhouse. And you would never know
you see all her pictures of, I lost all this weight and this and that. You would never know. This little tiny dynamo who has evolved, because when I first met her, she wasn't computer savvy. It was funny. It was almost cute. We had a ball trying to get things to work right. And I think that those of us who are still together and very, and we're knit tightly together, the way that our paths crossed was hilarious in itself. So we can sit back and laugh and have a wonderful time. In 2015, we will be going to Florida to meet up with Sister Ann Thomas for our women's retreat.
Wow.
And I told her, if it's just a handful of us, guess what? We're still going to have a full house, because Sister Ann and I have a connection, as she does with so many of our other sisters. And one of these days, the sister circle will be able to hug one another in real time. God has deemed it so, and it's going to happen. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to you, because we're all going to sit back. I'm going to put on some very low-playing mood music.
Okay.
And we're actually going to have, I hope this is the right one, but it is, oh, no, it's not. I can see it's not already. Let me move up here. We're going to be playing the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement Anthem very low in the background as Sister Nikki Dixon recites her piece. And then we'll spend a few moments reflecting on how her words made us feel. Because many of you will notice that there's something in these words that you can relate to. Either you've experienced it or you've witnessed it. So with that said, let me make sure. I'm going to set it up and start the music. And here we go, introducing Sister Nikki Dixon.
Hello, ladies, and maybe gentlemen. The title of my poem is Visions of Empowerment. It starts off, betrayed by the person I love the most. What should I do? I want to leave this misery, but I do not know how. I've used all my resources, or should I say burned all my bridges, all in the name of loving him, never stopping to love me. Now I'm all alone with no one and nowhere to go, so I'll start this journey on my own. Courage. Courage to start this journey of healing and empowerment. Where do I start? I've made him my everything, so there's nothing left to me. I'm worthless. I'm nothing, as he said. However, I have to start somewhere, if only in my head. My plan? Yes, I have a plan now, and I believe I can do this, because I know there was a me before there was a we. So I have to get started. I have to break free so that I can get started on the brand new me. My blueprint. I will let my spirituality be my foundation. I will let strength, wisdom, and courage be the bricks to rebuild my broken body. I will let compassion, love, peace, and forgiveness govern my new heart. You just wait and see. Everyone will be compelled to love and respect the new me. Nikki Dixon.
Wow. Ladies, feel free to jump in for our other callers. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, press the number 1 on your phone. And if you're comfortable just sitting back listening, we are glad that you are with us and you're still here, so we know that you're getting something that you need. We understand the dynamics of healing through hurt. And so many of us who come to this show are not ready to open up and share or to express our feelings. But this is a beginning for so many of us. So, ladies, if you'd like to reflect on this and give your comments and commentary, feel free. And then I'm going to play the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement anthem, because how befitting is that? It fits right in with what you just recited, Nikki, in so many ways. And for those of you who are listening, you too can be set free. You too can be saved. But none of that can happen until you are at that point. Hopefully it will be before you're at a point of no return. But if you're at that point where you're ready to put one foot in front of the other and not look back, you too can be free. So, Sister Arlene, do you have any thoughts on Sister Nikki's piece or words of encouragement and wisdom?
I would encourage her to keep on writing. I'm sitting back, and what's ringing out and resonating in my mind is the part about the new me. It's like saying, okay, my voice is important. My voice is being heard. I'm a new me, and I'm letting other people hear it. I'm not just keeping it to myself, but I'm sharing. And I like the fact, Nikki, that you've put it in poetic form. So that others, so that others too, and they can identify and reflect even on things in their own life and see how you turn things around for you and give them the hope that they can do the same thing too. So thank you for sitting down and writing and sharing with us. Continue to speak.
You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you so much for those wonderful words.
Yes. And Nikki, I don't know if you know, but my current book, Silent Noise Lip Service, is exactly that. It's real life experiences put to poetic form. That's how I present them. It was therapy for me and a way to heal as I was expressing the emotions. And a lot of my readers want to know which stories are actually mine and which are people who I've worked with, and I just tell them, that doesn't matter. What matters is that they are getting what they need out of the stories. And I have, actually, my largest audience are males that actually purchase my book and like to talk about it. I don't know what that draw is or why. Maybe it's because we as women, we are not as quick to open up, and men welcome a woman who is to the point where I'm not blaming every man I come across for what one person did to me. I'm not blaming every woman that I see for what happened in my family life. I'm not blaming everyone for my hurt. I've owned it, and I've learned how to turn that hurt into the healing. I've learned how to turn all of that tragedy into the triumph, and I'm still learning. So for me, your words resonated so loudly and clearly. And for those of you who do not know, the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement anthem was actually created or inspired by my life experience. When Sister Lorraine had heard my story, it inspired her to write our anthem. How cool is that, that I actually have a song that was created for me that became our anthem. But she shared that again a few weeks ago. And I usually don't tell people that, but because I'd like for them to listen to the song and want to connect with her as the artist. Oh, and one thing, speaking of artists, before we move on and listen to our anthem, I'm looking for artists
if you'd like to get free publicity, I am taking submissions for our new season opening song. The name of the show is Healing Through Hurt. If you have a song that resonates, something like that, where it's a feel-good song, just like we do good music, that's a wonderful feel-good song. If you are an emerging artist, your work must be original because it will be shared on YouTube and other social media sites and YouTube, because I'm a member of YouTube nonprofits. They are very strict about postings. And I'm not going to get a red flag because you've given me something that's not original. That's not going to work very well. It has to be your original work, your original lyrics, your original music. If you are an artist, you can send the information to Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Healing Through Hurt, Artist Submissions. Send it to Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Send me your disc. Do not attempt to email it to me. I will not be opening email files. I will not open email files. I need your bio, a picture, and your original work on CD. Pass it along. We are looking for artists. We've had several over the years. So for year 5, we're looking for our new breakaway performance to be our theme song for the entire season. So again, to our caller, 4681, would you like to share some commentary this evening, or are you just sitting back and enjoying the conversation right now?
Just enjoying the show.
She is so laid back and quiet.
Oh, but don't get her twisted, though. Don't you rub her the wrong way, because she will godly. I watched her do it on my thing the other night. I said, don't nobody know God like that but her. Don't nobody know God like that but her. Because she'll make you sit down and you be at home. You just looking at her on Facebook and you say, now that's how God would do it. And you just sit down and be quiet and hush your mouth.
See, we'll have to get her back when she can enlighten us.
I'm going to be bugging her. I didn't hear you, Lily.
Oh, she said she's going to be bugging you. She said she's going to be bugging you.
And she is. Even I got pretty sick around here a couple weeks ago, and I'd be laying down on the couch, and I couldn't hardly move, and the phone would ring, and Michael would say, you want me to get it? I say, yeah, I don't have to look. It's Lily. Just pick it up. Bring it here. She will. I get so afraid. I get, you know, I think we were in another show, C-Marie, and we're talking about writing and doing things and wanting to be very careful about how other people feel.
Mm-hmm.
Your role in my life is your role in my life, mm-hmm. you know, and as I've told my story tonight, I tread very carefully because, see, my story is my story. And, you know, if your role in it wasn't great, I'm never going to mention in my story, you know, the girl I fell out with the other day because she peed me off and went back and told Jack that Karen said that Joe and Jack said. No, I'm talking about the true things that affected my life. I watched my family fall apart when my grandmother died. From big Christmases and Thanksgiving. I don't care what you drank, smoked, shot up, whatever, all year long. On December 25th, we called my grandmother my dear. You went over there, and there was a table full of pies and cakes, and then there was a table full of food. And it seemed like the whole year of anger and bickering and all of those things were gone now. I would sit and watch, and me and my cousins would sit and wait on it. We knew who was going to get drunk first. I remember my Uncle Lotte wanted to do the aqua boogie and decided it was a good idea to get in my aunt's 25-gallon fish tank to do it, you know. With all of those memories seeming as tragic as they may seem, when my grandmother passed away, that was gone. So grudges and anger and violence and drugs and alcohol, child molestation, all of these things plagued my family. And I couldn't even, out of six kids, only one is deceased, and that's my Uncle Frank, who was like a dad to me as I was a younger kid. All of them are still here, and none of them speak to each other. You know, they're all angry about one thing or another or who said what, and I definitely don't know how to fix that, but what it has taught me is how happy I am that my children love each other the way that they do. And I know that if I, God forbid, was to pass on and next week, I know that those kids will stay close because of how they are.
Right.
They're each other's biggest supporters, and I love that.
Right. And Sister Nikki, let me say this. Your story is your story. You don't sugarcoat it. There's a piece in my book called Sugarcoat or Rock the Boat. The bottom line is, so many people, from our churches to our families, we like to sugarcoat things. Your story is your story. The power in it is what you did with it. And this is the first year, now that I have the truth about how I even came into this world, I can stand here and tell people my mother took 51 years of my life covering up her dirty deeds, making the family and everyone else think that I'm a whore, I'm this terrible human being on the face of the planet, I'm all of this. Now I know why she did what she did. And for years, I tried to live to get her love, approval, and acceptance. And God kept speaking to me, telling me that sometimes that wasn't my cross to bear. And after I got sick last year and was on my deathbed, and she pulled the most, I can't say unforgivable because God is the one that will determine that, but she did the most hurtful thing to me when I was at my lowest point. I walked away, and I sleep good every night. There are times when we need to move on into our favor with God, and we need to do exactly what you did. Your children love you. My family is so broken, and her manipulation is so deep. I don't know if some of our relationships will ever be healed. And when you have family members who attack me based on what she said, I don't know. I talk to them. You know, I will help them, but I keep them at arm's length because I know that they look at me and they don't like me based on what somebody said. But guess what? God told me that that's not my cross the bear. And he also told me that people need to hear my story because I'm not the only one on this planet who had a mother who created a child, not just out of wedlock, but out of an adulterous affair. And when the man didn't want her, he's still married to the same wife he had when she was creeping with him where they created me. So in every day of my life, my mother has always brought up the man who I believe to be my father every single day of my life until I took a back step from her. Every day, she's still obsessed over that man who did not choose her. And she's a woman who's always been a side chick, but she plays the victim. I've never heard her apologize for anything. I've never heard her take responsibility for her role in anything in her life. I've never heard her do any of that. None of it. But that's my story. And I spent 51 years sugarcoating and treading lightly. But she continued to tell her version of life. And it wasn't until later that it dawned on me that she was taking what she sees in herself and she was transferring it to me. She wanted people to hate me like she hates herself.
Mm.
But I can't fix that. That's between her and God. I spent 51 years trying. But when I found out that in April of 1961, my father married the woman that he's still married to. In July of 61, my mother had my brother. In October of 62, my father and his wife had their first child. And in September of 63, my mother had me. And I remember she would force us to go away. He was a trucker. And I remembered seeing the gold ring on his finger. I was a child. I didn't know what that meant. My mother knew full well what she was doing. And the way that she created this domino effect, my father's wife was an alcoholic back then. She called me and threatened me and this and that. As it turns out, my mother was using me as a human shield. So when my father's wife would get drunk, she would attack me because I was that living, breathing entity that always reminded everyone of their infidelity.
I just had that conversation with 4681 about being the reminder of everything that's so horrible in life. And I spent a lot of years trying to fix that. I spent a lot of years, you know, like I told you earlier before the show started, with raising my hand, like, hey, here's me. You know, I went in high school, I wanted to be a lawyer. I was one of the very first and youngest in the Ohio mock trial program. And I would be so upset that, you know, she never came. I would be right down at Cleveland State University. I was a ninth grader. I was in the paper. I had awards from the governor. And my grandmother would always say, don't you worry about it. You got God with you. I heard her. I heard every word she said. But it didn't matter because, you know, my mom wasn't there. I understood. I had to sit and listen to my aunts and uncles collectively say the most horrible things about my mother and my father. And I didn't even find out until I was about 12 or 13 as I got into a fight with my cousin and she shared with me that my dad wasn't my dad. I just kind of wasn't clear on that. You know, I never really was. And I still count him as my dad because he's always been in my life all before I even knew me.
Right.
You know, it's my sister and brother's father. And I'm even as of today, I feel so, you know, excluded and everything in their lives. So I decided to love me. I decided to love my children and those who love me. And I'm okay with that. It took me a while to be okay with it. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you, oh, I was just great. No, it took me a while to be okay with knowing that I can be dismissed at a glance. I mean, that I didn't matter.
Right.
I don't know how they feel now, and it don't really matter to them because you know what? With all of that said, I love my mother. I love my sister. I love my brother. But I love them knowing that my love for them is because they're sister, brother, mother. It's how God wants me to do it.
Right.
It's how he intends for me to do it. I'm not going to wait on them to love me back. I'll just keep loving them through their storm because I'm no longer having a storm. My storm is over.
Right. Exactly. But I tell you, we have about 46 seconds in the show. So for all of you, if you're here, you're welcome to come back next week. We're going to touch on this some more for our Purpose Project kickoff, and we'll have Sister Nikki back. You know what? We're going to do that. We're going to have you back probably for the first show in November so we can finish this conversation because this is something that so many people tread lightly around, and they need to hear this. And for those of you, we have about 10 seconds, 646-478-4726. You can still hear the show if you call in. If you wait, it will cut off online, but you'll be able to hear the show in its entirety. So again, ladies, Sister Nikki, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Sister Arlene and Sister 4681 for being here. And all of the callers and the call query, thank you for being here. As always, I pray each and every one of you enough I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I also pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. I am your most gracious, appreciative, and humbled host, C. Maria Wall, reminding each and every one of you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. And although we're into the after show, because if people were still listening online, they'll be able to come back and hear the show in its entirety. And as I said, if you're here on the phone, we're actually off air, but we're still recording. So I'm going to end the show, and I hope you all stay to listen to the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement's official anthem. And Sister Nikki, if you've never listened to the words, listen to them now, because you'll see just how much they resonate within your poetic piece. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we'll see you back here on 10:25 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio show. So until then, be well, be blessed, and we're going to end our program with the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement official anthem. The Way That God Loves Me is the title of the song.
Yeah. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves me.
But I bathed in the mire. Submerged myself in the decay of the world. Making bad decisions over and over again. Drenching my pillow with tears again. Thinking the void could be filled by a man. A man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives. So my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me. Yeah. The way that God loves me. The way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else. Speak life to a situation. Release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. you too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
And that was the official anthem for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. And before we go off air, I wanted to remind you, tomorrow night at 8 p.m., I will be a special guest on the Real Eyes with Dr. Bruce and Ronnie show at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be speaking about the stigma of domestic violence. How long will it be the elephant in the living room? I'll also be a co-guest with Queen Afi Gaston. That's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Real Eyes, that's R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-E-Z, with Dr. Bruce and Ronnie. The event is up in the Facebook events page. If you'd like to get a direct link, you can give me a call. Just text me at 202-618-2556. That's 202-618-2556. I will send you the link so that you can listen in tomorrow night. The call-in number for the show is 646-652-2512. That's Real Eyes with Dr. Bruce and Ronnie. And the call-in is 646-652-2512, starting at 8 p.m. It will be myself, Queen Afi Gaston, and the Higher Hopes team featuring Reverend Philip Terrell. And that's tomorrow night on Real Eyes with Dr. Bruce and Ronnie. So I hope that if you're available, you can join in as we continue this discussion on this stigma, this dirty little secret called domestic violence. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for here. This concludes our broadcast week. Come back, share this show. Sister Nikki, Sister Arlene, and Sister 4681, thank you so much for joining in the conversation. It has been a blessing. Sister Nikki, welcome to the front line. Welcome
thank
to the
you.
Main course. Never look back. You're eating from the main course, and your next delight will be dessert. You've had enough of the appetizers. So prepare to walk into your destiny. So thank you, ladies, again, Sister Arlene. Be well, be blessed. Love you all to life and beyond.
Yeah.
We're going to end, of course, with, as we had come in, with some good music. This has been a good conversation with good people. And on that, I bid you all a good night. And remember, have a God-awesome week. That is what? Jesus strong. Until next time, be well, be blessed. Ladies, I'll see you over on Facebook. Good night, everyone. We're ending with good music by Tori Lee.
Good night.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement.
makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trait.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh,